Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. An alarming statistic on gun violence that we didn't hear during last night's Democratic presidential debate is this. On an average day, guns are involved with 58 suicides compared with 32 homicides. In a recent post on WBUR's Common Health blog, our regular contributor, Richard Knox, reported that some gun dealers are joining forces with public health workers to try to reduce gun deaths. This is a project that began in New Hampshire, but it's spreading across the country. Earlier today, we spoke with Knox about the project, and he began by telling us a compelling story about a suicide that did not happen because gun shop owner Ralph D'Amico intervened.
Yes, Ralph D'Amico, who is the owner of the largest gun shop in New Hampshire, said one Saturday morning a woman came in and she looked kind of out of place because she was very well dressed, and he noticed that she didn't make eye contact, and he just thought that something was not quite right. She said, "Well, I'd like to, can I see that gun?" And he said, "Well, should you really be buying a gun?" And he says she broke down into tears at that point. And he took her into a back room, and she said that she'd been released from a state mental hospital in Concord just that morning. And she had told her doctor that she wasn't ready to go, and if he discharged her, she was going to commit suicide. But she was released anyway. So D'Amico asked her for the name of her psychiatrist and told her to go home and wait for the doctor to call. And then he called the doctor who did intervene and apparently prevented that suicide.
That is just an amazing amount of work on the part of someone who's a gun shop owner. Now, he also apparently learned that three different customers had killed themselves, customers of his, in a week after buying guns from him. And that really stuck with him. Is that right?
Yeah, that was later after this incident. A Dartmouth Medical School public health specialist had called him up and said, "Did you realize that three of your customers had killed themselves in a single week within hours or days of buying their gun at your shop?" And he said he was just stunned. He had no idea. And he immediately started to meet with the Dartmouth people and other gun shop owners to see if they could do something about it. The result is something called the New Hampshire Firearm Safety Coalition, and it's now catching on around the country.
What does this group do exactly, and is it hard to really figure out exactly how much to expect of gun shop owners in this regard?
Well, it's a pretty straightforward program. It's basically an education and awareness program. They do some training with gun shop clerks, say, you know, this is what you should be aware of, and this is what you should look for, and this is what you should do if you find somebody who you don't feel very comfortable about in selling a gun. And then they ask questions, as they routinely do of many customers. How does the customer plan to use the gun? Has the person had firearm training? Does she need a cleaning kit? What kind of ammunition and how much? And the answers to these questions can be a tip-off as to what somebody's going to be doing with the gun.
There's apparently a pro-firearms attorney who is telling other gun shop owners in New Hampshire not to get involved with this because they feel that it's just a scheme for pro-gun control forces. Is that getting in the way?
Well, it has. I they frequently had said to me that half the gun shop dealers in New Hampshire were participating, and I said, "Well, what about the other half?" And Mr. D'Amico says, "Well, there's been this lobbyist who scared a lot of our dealers off by saying, you know, this is just a ruse, this public health stuff to, you know, a kind of a slippery slope, and next they're going to want us to, you know, do background checks on everybody and so on." So I think that has had an effect on scaring off some dealers, at least in New Hampshire. In other places like Maryland, I'm told that there really hasn't been much resistance to this program.
Some listeners might be thinking, you know, if somebody really wants to take their own life, they'll find a way to do it. Why go this route?
Yeah, that's a very common perception that, you know, somebody's determined to commit suicide, they will. And that's certainly true for some. I'm told maybe 10 to 15%. But there's lots of research, really dozens of studies, that show that the great majority of people who attempt suicide and fail the first time, 9 out of 10 of them will not go on to kill themselves later. Also, suicide is very often an impulsive act without a lot of forethought or planning. One study indicates that one in four people between 13 and 34 who attempt suicide do it within 5 minutes of making the decision. And there's lots of evidence that easy access to the means of committing suicide matters a lot. As the Harvard researchers say, means matter. Often, you know, mass shootings are also suicides. Either the shooter kills himself or it's sort of suicide by cop. And you know, there are all these frequent stories about somebody kills his family and kills himself. It's not too far-fetched to think that some of these homicide suicides might be prevented with the same approach that these gun dealers and public health people are using.
Dick Knox, a regular contributor to WBUR's Common Health blog, for a link to his post on gun dealers and public health workers uniting around suicide prevention, you can go to our website, radioboston.org. Dick, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. Bye-bye.